My Christian friends, are you being hindered by Satan? The great apostle Paul talked about being hindered by Satan. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18, Paul writes, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once again, but Satan hindered us." Do Satan still hinder God's people today? I'll be back in a moment, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful Irving, Texas. The pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages on demons and angels. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving takes a look in the book.
You are the living
word of God to the book of 1 Thessalonians. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verses 16 through 18. Yeah. All right. Have you found it?
Amen.
All right. Let's. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 through 18. You'll find these words. Forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins always, for the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in present, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Satan hindered us. I thought about talking about satanic hindrances, but that may be too sophisticated. So let's just talk about, don't let Satan stop you.
Amen.
Don't let Satan stop you.
Amen.
High five somebody and tell them, don't let Satan stop you. Amen. Don't let Satan stop you. This past week, our world was saddened by the news of the great earthquake that shook the country of Haiti. And as the news report and the pictures began to come in, one of the pictures that stands out in my mind was a man who began to ask some questions, a native Haiti, a man from Haiti, was asking some questions. He said, where is the water? Where is the food? Where is the medical relief? Where is the help? Well, the help was indeed on the way. Matter of fact, President Obama talked about how He was sending some help. But they was being hindered by broken roads, hindered even by a broken government, a government that was seemingly not functioning properly. There was a lot of hindrance. Help was on the way, but they were being physically hindered. As a result, Hades was in a state of chaos. It was had been shaken up and it was messed up. The world there in Hades was a shook up and a messed up world. But if the truth be told, when we look at our world spiritually, we got a world that has been shook up, a world that has been messed up, a world that's not functioning right, a world where good is often called bad and bad is often called good, a world where folks are on their way to hell. A world of suffering, a world of heartaches, a world of pain, a world of poverty, a world of death. A world that's dying. And there's a new kingdom out there called the kingdom of God that's trying to send some relief to this mixed up, messed up world. But this mixed up, messed up world is being hindered. Oh yes, God is trying to send some relief to keep folks from going to hell. He's trying to send missionary workers. He's trying to send ambassadors for Jesus Christ. He's trying to send the church of the living God to go on a seek and rescue the lost mission. But the church mission is being hindered by Satan. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Even in our homes today, Satan is hindering the work of the home. Oh, yes, he is. Satan is trying to cause division between every godly husband and wife. Oh, yes, he is. He's trying to keep a godly marriage from functioning in a godly way. Oh, yes, he is. Satan is trying to keep parents from doing their job of parenting. Oh, yes, he is. He's trying to stop daddies from being good daddies. He's trying to stop mamas from being good mamas. He's trying to cause division even between sisters and brothers, where sisters and brothers can't even get along in the same household. He's trying to even cause division between ministers and members of the average church today. Yes, Satan is busy trying to hinder the work of the living God. Oh, I know that I'm right, because right here in our text, the Apostle Paul talked about how he was hindered by Satan. Oh, how do you overcome satanic hindrances? Oh, that's the question that we're going to answer for you today. But we're not going to answer it right now. We got to ask some more questions before we can answer that question. Like, how do we know, or how did Paul know that Satan was to blame? How did Paul know that Satan was the one that was causing this hindrance? Because right here in the text, Paul says in verse 18, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again." So at least he said we tried a couple of times to make it. He says, but Satan hindered us. How did Paul know that Satan hindered us? Because sometimes, if the truth be told, we hinder ourselves. If the truth be told, sometimes things don't go according to plan because we made some bad plans. And sometimes we blame Satan for our poor planning. Or we was we was lazy, and we said that we was going to go, but we didn't get up in time enough to go. Sometimes the desire is not really there. You know, a lot of times we say, oh, child, I wanted to make it, but, you know, that old devil. And a lot of times we really didn't want to make it. Sometimes it's not Satan. Sometimes it's God that hinders us. Oh, you may not want to believe me, but see, not everything we want to do is the will of God. There are some things that we may want to do, and we may think, oh, this is a good thing. Oh, this is something I really want to do for the Lord. But the Lord said, no, no, I don't want you to do it, but because I got somebody else that's going to do that. And so sometimes we hinder ourselves. Sometimes it's the Lord that hinders us. So how did Paul know that it was Satan? I believe he just used a process of elimination.
All right, now.
He knew deep down in his heart he really, really, really wanted to go. He had made the plans. He had made proper preparations, but he still could not get there to Thessalonica. He couldn't make the trip. He had a will to go, and he believed that it was God's will for him to go. Now, when you got God's will for you to go, and you are willing to go, and you still can't go, then that lets you know that Satan is hindering you. Are y'all with me this morning? See, how do you know when Satan is hindering you? Can I answer that question? Because this morning, to tell you the truth, the Lord gave me a real good illustration in my own personal life this morning. I was trying to get here by 10 o'clock. My plane was supposed to land right here at DFW at 10 o'clock this morning. My plane was supposed to take off at 8:25, and I was supposed to land right here at DFW. But I was hindered. As I was sitting there on the runway and sitting there for over an hour, I said, now, ain't this something? This ain't nothing but the devil. And the Lord said, now, wait a minute now. You're getting ready to go preach about satanic hindrance. Make sure now that you ain't blaming the devil when it's not really the devil. Don't give him too much credit yet. See, and all, if the truth be told, the reason I wasn't here on time was because of poor planning on my part. Can I tell the truth this morning? Don't look at me kooky and crazy. When my wife first told me about the planes leaving, she said the plane can leave, the first one leaving at 6 o'clock. I said, that's the one that I want. I said, I'm going to go on and leave on that at 6 o'clock. But as I was laying down in the bed, you know, trying to get me a little rest, I said, I don't want to get up. That means I got to get up by 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to get up that early. So I went in there and told her, hey, change that. They still got that 8:25. Change that to that 8:25. The thought came back to me. Don't you remember when you were traveling the last time? The man told you, always catch the first plane out. Catch the first bus. Whatever you riding on, always catch the first one out, because you just never know what's going to happen in traveling. And I threw that thought on away. I said, get on away from me, thought. Get on away from me. You just don't want me to get no good rest. Hello, somebody. Can I tell the truth this morning? And so as a result, the reason I didn't get here on time was because of poor planning. Yes, it wasn't satanic hindrance. That first plane left at 6 o'clock, and they made it here right on time. And if I would have had my lit self on that plane, I would have been here too. All right. How do you know? How do you know? If it prevents you from getting close to God, if it prevents you or somebody else from getting real close to God, then that's a satanic hindrance. How do you know? If it's out of season. If it's out of season, then it's a satanic hindrance. See, God is a God of law and order. Everything has a what? Season. Everything has a time, and there's a season. There's winter, spring, summer, fall. There's nighttime, morning time, noon time, daytime, evening time. Everything. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But when you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, something is out of its place. When something is out of season, out of order, satanic hindrance. The reason we couldn't take off, we was on the plane, and I was so happy when I first went to the airport, everything was on time. I said, whatever plane I would have got on this morning would have been on time. I say, thank you, Jesus. And soon as we got ready to take off, the guy said, hello, this is your captain speaking. We got a ground delay in Dallas, Texas, due to fog. And so we're going to be here at least another 30 more minutes. The next update is 30 minutes. And we got the next update. He said the next update is going to be another 30 minutes. We still got a ground delay due to fog. And I said, well, now, this can't be a satanic thing then. Why is that? Because fog normally comes in the morning time. And it's after you done got some rain. Hello, somebody. Now, if everything was dry and it would have been 4 o'clock in the evening and fog showing up all of a sudden, then I could have been able to say, now, what's Satan doing? You see what I'm saying? So it was, things was not thrown out of order. Another way you know, if the methods are dirty, if the methods are, because God always used clean methods, but whenever the methods are dirty, then you know that's a satanic hindrance, such as if the captain on the plane say, hey, we're not going to move this plane until this preacher man get off this plane. Now, if he would have said something like that, I would have known that that was a satanic, that the devil don't want me to make it back to Dallas. Or if they ground my plane, but then ground nobody else's plane, then I would have known. But see, they grounded every plane that was coming into DFW. Every plane was grounded. So it was not a satanic thing. It was just a physical thing. Hello, somebody. But if the methods would have been dirty, if they would have had something personal against me and would have told me that I can't even ride this plane, they were trying to put me off the plane, then I would have known. Hello, somebody. I don't know if y'all getting this. Let me see, can I help somebody this morning? I got a box of dishes, dirty dishes, dirty dishes, stuff you eat out of, stuff you cook out of, dirty dishes. Now, if you come home and you ready to eat, but all your dishes is dirty, what that's going to do to dinner? It's going to delay your dinner. Let's say you got dinner ready, but your plates are dirty. What that's going to do? Your plates, you ain't got no clean plates, they ain't got no clean spoons, no clean forks, no clean knives. What that's going to do to dinner? that's going to delay dinner. Either way it go, it's going to delay dinner. That's why the devil used dirty tricks. Because it's going to delay the mission of the Lord. Because you got something dirty. You can have a quartet. How many supposed to sing in a quartet? Four. But if you got one person that's dirty, what that's going to do to your quartet? That's going to mess up. Whoever's supposed to sing tenor, somebody who's supposed to sing bass, it's going to throw some things off. It's going to put a little extra work on somebody. It's going to mess things up. All because you got somebody that's dirty. That's the way the devil works. The devil tries to delay the mission of Almighty God by using something that's dirty. You know the devil is trying to stop something when somebody is using some manipulation. When somebody is doing some backbiting. When somebody is doing some backstabbing. You awfully quiet up in here this morning. Because, see, the Bible teaches together we stand, but divided we're going to fall. And so Satan tries to make us believe that we can get ahead with dirty methods. No, but the only thing about dirty methods is going to set you back. It's going to take you further back than you ever been using some dirty methods. So Paul, he was being hindered by Satan. Now, we don't really know exactly how he was being hindered by Satan. We don't know if it was the persecution. What's the thing that hindered him? Because right here in the text, when you look at verse number 16, it's talking about forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles. There were some folks, some religious Jews, that was forbidding Paul to go out and speak to the Gentiles. So persecution a lot of times can hinder. Then problems can hinder you. And then right where you're at, sometimes the need can be so great that you can't leave where you're at to go to where you need to be, because the need is so great where you're already at. Are you with me, by the way? Yeah. Amen. So, but Paul was hindered by Satan. But Paul didn't let the devil stop them. I like what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. He said, we are troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but he said, not destroyed. In other words, Paul says, sometimes they knock me down, but I'm not knocked out. I keep getting back up. See, how do you know the difference between a good man and a bad man? A good man, the Bible says, can be knocked down seven times, but all seven times, he get right back up. Hello, somebody. So Paul was hindered by Satan. But Satan has always tried to hinder the servants of God. All you have to do is read your Bible, particularly starting with the Old Testament. And you can see that Satan has always tried to hinder the work of God. Are you with me this morning, by the way? Think about it. Moses was hindered by Pharaoh. He told Pharaoh, God said, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord?
You are the living word. If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.